Of course, first half, I don't think there was much between the teams. Probably we probably created better chances first half as well. But obviously the goal, the score, there was obviously shouts for offside. It must have been very tight. It was hard to tell. So disappointing to lose a goal against Morton the first half. But credit to the players, I thought the battle back second half. We got a hold of the game again and scored a really good goal through Declan McManus. Obviously, we were on the ascendancy at that point, and we were obviously disappointed to lose the second goal in the manner in which we did.
Must be wondering, Alan, how that Nicky Clark head on
ever
crossed the line.
Yeah, no, I think over the balance of the game, you look at the chances we had as well. Even first half, Joe Cardo's got an incredible chance. Nicky, I don't know how he kept Nicky's header out. It's an incredible save. We were in really, really good areas. I thought Ryan Williamson was incredible at times. The amount of times he was getting forward, putting really good crosses in the box. But they defended really well, and we've got to take our chances when they come along.
Did you think that equaliser where we going to then win it?
Yeah, I thought so. As I said, their two goals, it sounds like a hard luck story, but the first one, obviously, we're probably saying it's very close to offside, and the second one, potentially a free kick on that as well. And they're big decisions, but at the end of the day, we've got to take our chances as well. And when they come along, we've got to make sure we score them.
Second time this season that Quatongo has come on late and been the curse of Dunfermline.
I know. No, he's a good player, obviously. You can see that, his strength. Obviously, he's took his goal really well. So we're disappointed, but we've got to move on. Another massive game on Friday night, one to look forward to. And hopefully we can get the result we're all looking for.